The government of Alberta has announced that there will be $175 million going out to communities across the province affected by wildfires in the past few months. Mike Ellis, the Minister of Public Safety and Emergency Services, spoke in a press conference and talked about what this funding will provide for those affected communities.
The community expenses eligible for financial assistance under this program include the covering of volunteer firefighter compensation, overtime costs for salaried firefighters and municipal staff, reception center costs, structural protection costs, any infrastructure that was damaged as part of the wildfire response, and response costs for Government of Alberta ministries working to manage the impacts of wildfire and protect communities.
One of the many affected communities was Drayton Valley, which saw all of its residents flee the town for a week and a half due to an out-of-control wildfire coming close to the town limits in May. Drayton Valley Mayor Nancy Dodd says that she's amazed by the response from all Albertans, ranging from government and citizens, as well as the funding the town will receive.
Following the wildfires, we've been working with the province for recovery relief, and I'm happy to be here today to help with that announcement that Drayton Valley will be receiving funding from the Government of Alberta to help us rebuild after this devastating wildfire as part of the province's Wildfire Disaster Recovery Program. These funds will help us recover some of the costs that have been incurred during the Buck Creek wildfire, including wages for those helping on the frontline reception center, costs for displaced evacuees who needed a safe place to go, and infrastructure damages during the wildfire and firefighting efforts, and many, many more things.
This year's wildfire season has been a big surprise to Alberta, and Minister Ellis highlights that during a speech.
It is safe to say that the 2023 fires will go down as one of the worst years for Alberta wildfires in this province. This unprecedented wildfire season led to the first ever province-wide state of emergency. There is no doubt that this has been an incredible challenge for us all. And yet, Albertans and Alberta communities have persevered. Albertans from across the province have pitched in, helping out their fellow neighbors and donating time and money to provide relief for those that have been impacted. All levels of government have worked together to protect lives and property and help get communities on a path to recovery.
For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.